In a warehouse in Cortez, Colorado, Carlos Baca, a Southern Ute and Diné chef and food organizer, is demonstrating how to fry green tomatoes in cornmeal grown on the nearby Ute Mountain Ute Reservation.
So you do flour, egg wash, and then this one's just cornmeal. So it's yellow corn.
20 indigenous families from the Four Corners area stop in to watch Baca demonstrate how to cook and to pick up packages of produce from local farmers. One woman eats Baca's fried tomato.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thank you.
Baca has been working to feed native people in the Four Corners region for 15 years. Now he's working with the Four Corners Food Coalition, an indigenous-led nonprofit that received a grant to set up weekly packages of local produce or indigenous shared agriculture boxes for 20 families for 16 weeks. His work here is not just about providing food. It's part of a larger social justice movement.
One of the first systems of warfare is always destruction of people's food systems, their food stores, their agriculture, to make them subservient.
One of Baca's food justice goals is to fight the effects of colonialism on Native people.
If you look at colonization and the history of it, it didn't happen overnight. The change in diet, the enforcement of government rations did massive damage to the indigenous diet and life ways, food ways, everything. If you look at our indigenous foods as microchips, and that on a cellular level, everything that your ancestors ate is still in your system. So as you're plugging each one of these individual items of food back into your body, you're also unlocking those memories.
The Four Corners Food Coalition hopes to grow the food distribution program in future years. I'm Clark Adamitis.